Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。今天的主题是关于职位调任。那有一个单词可以表示职位的调任，就是 transfer。这个单词有两个读音，做动词呢，读作 transfer， 名词叫 transfer， 就是单词重音的不同。在学习今天内容之前，我们先来了解一下总公司、分公司等等，用英文该怎么说。总公司可以叫 home office, parent company, head office, headquarter。 分公司可以叫 branch office, branch company, 或者是 subsidiary company。 市场部门叫做 marketing department。我们一起来学习一下今天的句子。我被调任到什么什么叫 I got transferred to。 我被调走了， I got a transfer。 你要被调任到总部， You're being transferred to the home office。 你要被调到中国， You're being transferred overseas to China。我的调任请求通过了。My transfer request just came through. 我刚刚从上级得到消息，说你要被调走了。I just got word from upstairs that you're being transferred. 如果你不接受调任，你将被解雇。If you don't accept the transfer,You will be fired. 我们来听一下今天的两个对话。Dialogue 1. 好消息，你被调到会计部了。Good news. You're being transferred to the accounting department. 终于得到批准了，我几个月之前就已经申请调任了。Finally,I put in for that transfer months ago. Dialogue 2.
我刚刚知道我要被调任到海外去了，去美国。
I just found out I'm being transferred overseas to the States.
哇，我猜你花精力学英语终于有回报了。
Wow.I guess all that English study finally paid off. Good news, you're being transferred to the accounting department. Finally, I put in for that transfer a month ago. I just found out I'm being transferred overseas to the States. Wow, I guess all that English studyfinally paid off.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 想要参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 在公众号里回复节目两个字即可加入。 I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.